Again, it's kind of a cold, windy Monday as we say good morning to Jason Kance. Hi.
Hi.
Best 5 minutes of the day today.
Yep.
First Monday of April and tax deadline day around the corner.
It's right around the corner for sure.
It is. Yeah. It's coming. All right. It is our Single Mom Saturday fundraising week, and we've talked with you in the past about this because you grew up in a home headed by a single mom.
I did, yep. My parents divorced when I was three, and so most of my growing up years was with a single mom. So,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. It was challenging at times.
Yeah, and so what we've done in recent years, we're going to do it again this year. I think this is year four, the best of my accounting, is that we will have 10 different single moms. And in fact, I've got something in front of me I need to tell you that leading up to Mother's Day, we're going to be hosting our fourth annual. There we go. I am correct. Single Mom Saturday event. I've been there for the lunch the last couple of years. A special day to bless 10 local single moms and their kids. And we'll be treating these families to a day full of fun while their vehicle receives a free oil change. But what they don't know is that with your help, we're also creating a surprise vehicle repair fund for them at Bloomer Tire Center. That way, any current or future car repairs needed will already be paid for. Thanks to you, and we want to turn stress into a blessing. So we're asking for listeners' help just this week through Friday at midnight. We only have until this Friday. We have an initial matching challenge of over $6,000 for vehicle repairs, thanks to our amazing business sponsors, including American Waterworks, Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire, Quality Propane and Fuels, Glaze and Glass Creations of Chippewa Falls, the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Aroma Florist and Aroma Cafe of Thorpe, and the Attic Consignment and Vintage Vendor Mall. That's a pretty good number of businesses stepping
up,
don't you think?
That's a great number of businesses. I wonder if Mark's going to get to the end of the list. I mean, that's wonderful.
The goal is to grow those matching challenge funds into at least $20,000 in only 1 week. And Jason, I've said we did $22,500 last year, so we got to obviously stretch higher. So I'm saying 25, but hey, we got to get to 20 before we get to 25, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. You start lower and you go higher.
There we go. So
aim higher, yep.
Thanks to all those who have given so far, including Julie from Rice Lake, who gave in advance to help us get started, and Tammy, who gave $100 for the surprise car repair fund for this year's single moms. And we're asking, will you help too? We have 1 week for this year's matching challenge until Friday. You can help right now by clicking on the banner on top of the page at wib.com. Any particular memories or that in terms of the challenge, that identification that you have? I was looking at 2 Corinthians 1 yesterday. The comfort we receive from God when we go through tough times is what we have to comfort others with, you know?
Well, you know, so I've maybe shared this on here before, but, you know, we didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up. And I recall one time coming home and there was a bag of groceries sitting on our porch as we were coming into the house. We couldn't afford to eat. And so somebody, we have suspicions who it was, but brought food over for us. So we had groceries to be able to make it till the next payday. And that sort of thing carries much, much bigger weight than people might imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also we talk about the hands and feet of Jesus, right, in terms of the church. And I think Caleb has talked a lot, and he's helped me see this in terms of giving to people you may never meet,
right,
you know, that maybe won't have a chance to. But, you know, in terms of when we think about the gospel, about we didn't deserve, right, and that receiving, and then now turning and going and doing likewise.
So. Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, friend, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Talk to you later.
Everybody, bye. Jason Kance here on WWIB as we get started. It gives us a little bit of extra time. We've got a single mom testimony who's gone through the Single Mom Saturday event before, and this was how she experienced it, her and her family.
Hello. My name is Rachel, and I was one of the single moms nominated in 2023 for the Single Mom Saturday event. I am just leaving a voicemail because I want people to know that it was such an incredible experience. It was also very humbling. One of the hardest things I've ever had to admit is that I can't do it alone. It feels like a very shameful thing to admit that I need help, especially as a parent. But God's promise is true, that in our weakness, He is strong. Single Mom Saturday was God's strength made perfect in my weakness. It was an amazing experience that proved to me that I didn't have to pretend I could do it alone. It proved to me that people who didn't even know me cared enough about my situation to want to help, even when I struggled to admit that I needed it. This event just meant the world to me and my kiddo. It was just an incredible experience for her to feel like she could be seen as special instead of just different for being the kid of a single mom. And she still talks about it to this day. She talks about how she met Caleb and all of these wonderful things. So it meant a lot to her. But also those who donated to this event made it so I could afford some more significant car repairs that I probably wouldn't have been able to pay for in the last couple of years. And there's no way for me to thank all of you enough for that. So I just wanted to reach out and thank WIB for viewing us single moms as a worthy cause. I really want to thank Deb, who nominated me, and also thank everybody who prays over this event and who donates to it. I thank Bloomer Tire for being willing to be a part of it. The impact that everybody has made in my life is truly immeasurable. So thank you all.
Wow, thank you, Rachel. I appreciate that. And just checking from over the weekend, thank you so much to some folks in Cameron who came through with $125 for Single Mom Saturday. So thank you. That all goes towards the cause here, and we appreciate it. And that seems to be maybe the latest gift in that regard that's come in. So those listeners in Cameron today. So please keep your help coming for single moms like Rachel, who will be a part of the event. 10 different single moms. And again, you can give safely and securely and most easily online at WIB.com. All right, and so the background music here is usually what we have for Drew Frelick, stand-up comic and pastor out of Detroit. But I wonder if today, because we're going to talk about single moms, maybe piano music would be better. Because while we like to laugh together, Drew, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about single moms, and you know, I remember back in the day, James Dobson's the one who said that the hardest job in the world is being a single mom, and you were a single dad, at least you took your kids down to North Carolina. You know how hard it is, right, to be a single parent?
I can't imagine how hard it is to be a single mom. Uh-huh. You know, I almost died in 5 days of just being a single dad. So it's amazing. I love what you guys are doing. It sounds like a great project that you guys are working on.
Yeah, and it's our fourth year doing it. We've had some wonderful testimonies that we've shared earlier this morning. We heard from Rachel, and just beautiful what she says, what it continues to mean to her, her daughter, and to basically build up this vehicle repair fund, because right, that it really is something that you got a vehicle, but it's generally, you know, not an expensive one, older, beat up, kind of rusting, and sounds like my car. But anyhow, the fact of the matter is, like, to have that vehicle repair fund that you can go to, we've heard mom after mom after mom say how much that meant to them.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So they're raising money and basically building this fund.
Right.
And then that's available when they need repairs. Is that right?
And the thing is, I haven't been there for there's this great reveal at the end of the day, and it comes at Bloomer Tire Center when it's just, you know, and they've had fun. They've gone to a movie with their kids, and they've had wonderful lunch and bouncy houses and everything. And then you go back and say, here's your vehicle. You got a free oil change. And then here's, last year it was, you know, $2,250 that you each have in an account waiting here when you need vehicle repairs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I just replaced the radiator on my truck. So it's, stuff adds up, you know, it gets expensive. So that's really a cool outreach that you guys are doing. Yeah. And then that's with WWIB kind of tying the whole thing together and promoting it. Is that right?
Exactly. We've got a number of business sponsors that this year we've got a $6,000 matching challenge. We kind of think of it as climbing a mountain, Drew, where basically, like, hey, we did 22.5 last year. So I'm saying, boy, it'd be great to get to 20. How do we not say 25,000? But for starters, $6,000 matching. Then we look to double that. That would be 18. Then you say, well, hey, we're 2,000 away from 20. And then keep going. But this is really the third day. We kind of kicked it off over the weekend. We got only through Friday. So if you could just go ahead and give your best inspirational appeal for listeners to support, by going to wib.com and clicking on the banner on top of the page. That would be great.
Yeah, I mean, go on there, give to this. It sounds like a great thing. And it sounds like there's already a lot of great people giving. I thought I heard there's like a cheesecake company giving. And as I've always said, to climb a mountain, it takes a lot of cheesecake. So get out there and give, people.
I love you, Drew. Thank you for the laugh.
Yep.
All right, talk to you soon. Again, Drew Frelick. Oh, there's a good laugh this morning. It does. It takes a lot of cheesecake to climb them. I mean, that's a very famous quote, obviously. Well, I wanted to greet you and tell you that we'd had anywhere from $500 to $1,000 come into our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund, but not for lack of trying, but so far the listeners are just thinking about it. So,
well, again, we only have a few days, and so Single Mom Saturday, you've helped so much with this every single year, friends. And we have till Friday. And I think sometimes when we throw out these big goals and say, we want to hit 20,000, 25,000 by the end of the week, it can seem like, well, all right, that's more than my budget can allow. I think what you have to understand is it takes everyone. And we're going to need some big gifts, right? In order to reach those goals, we're going to need someone who can give a 500 or give a 1,000. But I think what's been so beautiful to me, Halvo, is the people who say, I'm not going to sit aside and let someone else do this. If I can give $5 or $10, I'm going to give it because this is a worthy cause. And again, 10 new moms every year, and we learn their stories so much more on the day of. But again, these moms have been nominated by a lot of different local community leaders, school leaders, church leaders, things like that. And we want to make this blessing as big as possible for them, but we can't do it without you. And again, our business sponsors help us start this off. We have a little over $6,100 to start the fund, but it's a long way to climb, and you all help us do that each year. And so, again, there are so many worthy causes. There are so many organizations worthy of your time and talents and finances. But if this is something you would help us with once again, would you take it into your heart to give as generously as possible? Again, this is for car repairs for these moms. And we know that unexpected medical bills, unexpected car repairs are the things that can sink really any family financially, as studies show, but especially a single parent family, single income family. And so we want to at least do what we can to give a buffer, to give a safeguard, to surround these moms and their families with love going beyond just the event at the end of the month.
Yeah, and vehicle repair, if you got money there, that could, you know, give you money for healthcare and food and other things. And so actually, I was focusing so hard on people giving on at wib.com, clicking on that banner, I missed the listener line where we did get a listener.
Yes, hi, this is Doug from Sand Creek. I would like to donate $100 towards the widow fund. Not widow, excuse me, the single mom fund. And God bless you. And you're fulfilling what the Old Testament said, taking care of widows and orphans. So thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, so Doug getting us started this morning.
Thank you, Doug. And again, he's the only one so far. Don't let him be the only one. But thank you, Doug, for stepping out. And again, I do believe that this is a taking care of widows and orphans type of a thing, taking care of single parent families. Not to say they're incapable, because again, these are some of the strongest women I've met. I've mentioned before, my wife was a single mom before we were married. My younger sister voluntarily has been a foster and adoptive single mother. And so again, these are incredible women, but we want to show them love and kindness. We want to honor them. We want to bless them. And this is not to say that this is something to exclude single dads or that single moms are better than single. It's just, that's the focus of this event is on single moms. And I pray that you would understand that, that you would be generous toward that. And thank you, Doug, for keeping us from being just at zero all throughout this morning. Thank you, my brother. And hoping that many, many more will join. Could we even see the first $1,000 raised before the end of this hour? I sure hope so. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. It'll only take you a minute or so to give a gift. And we thank you so much for caring, again, for these moms and their families.
Again, wib.com, banner on top of the page. Help if you can. Let's get to 1,000 by 8 o'clock. Can we do it by 7:45? Here's CC Winans.
That's CC Winans. I've got joy. And we'll get back to the tunes in just a moment here. But it made me think of, what is it? Is it 2 Corinthians 8, where Paul, the Apostle Paul, was talking about the Macedonian churches and the joy they had in giving. And he said their deep poverty and their overwhelming joy welled up in rich generosity as they wanted. They didn't have much of anything, and yet they wanted to give for the saints in Jerusalem. And that math doesn't seem to work, right? So it's deep poverty plus overwhelming joy, and that results in rich generosity. But again, when Paul was talking about that grace that God's given those churches in Macedonia, it's like, no, even though they didn't have much, they said, well, we still have enough to share. And so I just thought of that song from C.C. Wanins that Havel started us off this hour with. If we have that joy, that should well up in generosity, in kindness. And maybe it's toward this cause for Single Mom Saturday. Maybe it's for something else. But I pray that you would know that joy that comes from giving unselfishly, from giving generously. We've thrown it out there. Could we see, again, it's been really slow the first 3 days here of our Single Mom Saturday drive. We only do this for 1 week, and it's been really slow to the point where even over the weekend, I checked a few times and thought, is there something wrong with the giving form? Because no one's giving anything. But maybe it'll take off today. Again, this is for God's glory, and this is the only public part of this event, really. Everything else is quite private. But we ask you to help every year, and every year God works through you. And so again, just putting the call out there, could we see the first $1,000 raised before the end of this hour? Maybe that's one person doing the entire $1,000. Maybe that's two people doing 500, 10 people doing $100. Maybe it's 20 people all each giving 50. I don't know, but could we see that start this morning? WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. We are on our way trying to get to at least $1,000 for the Single Mom Saturday Surprise Vehicle Repair Fund before the end of the hour. We'd love to get even further and further beyond that. But again, it just started with, hey, is there someone out there who will give a gift to get us going? Thank you so much, James from Withy. James gives $200 toward the fund. Thank you for that incredible generosity. And James says, yeah, this is for the Single Moms Fund, and says this is an awesome idea. Well, again, we don't want any credit, but we do pray that God gets the glory through this. And we bring this to you publicly, asking for your help, friends, asking for your help for this surprise fund for Single Mom Saturday. And again, this day is a day full of fun to honor and bless these single parent families and their children. And we pack as much fun as we can into several hours on a Saturday, everything from coach bus transportation to a private movie showing to Kevin's juggling balloons to a free food truck lunch to a Spider-Man inflatable obstacle course and all sorts of things. And we just want it to be a great amount of fun a couple weeks there before Mother's Day. But then we give everybody a free oil change from Bloomer Tire Center. But we want something to carry beyond just that day, to bless them beyond just that day, for them to remember every time an unexpected difficulty like a vehicle repair or maintenance need comes up, to remember, hey, there's people that I may never meet, but who love me, who care about me. And we'll maybe play a little bit of a recap of the very first Single Mom Saturday event in 2022 in just a few minutes here. But again, you all have given so generously again and again, and praying that the Lord moves through you again this week. We only do this for 1 week, and again, it's already on the way, going through this Friday only. Would you help us? WWIB.com, right at the very top of the page, WWIB.com. For Single Mom Saturday and the Surprise Vehicle Repair Fund, trying to take the funds from our sponsors and make them into as big a blessing as possible. Well, one of our sponsors this week is Rizgala Plumbing and Heating, and you know what? Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and neither does Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. They're available 24/7 air conditioning service as well, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. You can call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. All right, I got to stop and break in for a moment because others are catching the vision, catching the heart of this. Thank you so much, Jessa. Jessa's from Edina Realty, and Jessa gives a gift of $100 to the Single Mom Saturday Fund. Again, right at the top of the page at WWIB.com. There's a big red bar, big red banner there. You can't miss it. Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund. And she gives $100 and she says, having been a single mother myself, this is an awesome fund to give to. And this, I think, is what is so important about what Jessa just said. She said, the smallest gift can help tremendously both financially and emotionally. She says, thank you for doing this. She's going to share it as well. And Halvo, again, I think that's what we want to reiterate too, is that no gift is too small. And saying, yeah, we're going to need some big fish out there who can give some really big gifts. Yeah, we do. We need that, and God will supply. But to say no gift is too small, don't let others take care of it all. If the Lord moves you to help, would you help? And from Jessa, this testimony of being a single mom herself in the past too, where she says, man, financially, yes, but emotionally, to know that people care, that you're not alone. Wow.
Absolutely. Matthew 21:4, Jesus said that widow, you know, that she gave out of what she had. And that's lived down for 2,000 years, that story. So
yeah, it really is, again, something that goes on. I mean, it's in the Word of God, right? It's true. You can take that to the bank. It's something that can be trusted. He can always be trusted. And so thank you so much, Halva. Again, we're at 300, getting toward our goal of at least 1,000 before the end of the hour. And again, you know us. Here in the Wib Wake Up Show, we love to set goals and then smash them and go beyond them and reset goals too. But thank you so much to our friends for getting us this first, almost a third of the way to that goal.
The Wib Wake Up Show, it is Monday morning ahead of the 7:30 weather, and we've got a goal of at least $1,000 into our Single Mom Saturday Fund by 8 o'clock. And thanks to those who have been generous here in the last few minutes.
Yes, James from Withy and Jessa, I believe, from Eau Claire have helped us out. And so we have $300 toward that goal of at least 1,000 before the end of the hour. And again, you can't give too much for something like this. I think we all know with vehicle repairs and costs everywhere have gone up. And you mentioned, Halvo, too, you think about a single income family, a single parent family, when they don't have to pull funds out for a vehicle repair or vehicle maintenance or tires or whatever it is, that domino effect in a positive way helps everything else.
It sure does. Yeah, right. All of a sudden, hey, we do have the money for the medical needs or food or whatever it might be, maybe even a weekend trip, something like that. So
WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Can we keep this momentum from James and Jessa going? WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday. But if you can get to WWIB.com, it is right there, a big red bar right at the top of the page. It probably takes you a minute maybe to give a gift. It doesn't take long. We try to make it easy. There's some pictures and things like that there from Single Mom Saturday events in previous years as well too. So you can see again kind of the heart behind this. Would you help us keep this going? Would you help us get to at least $1,000 before the end of the hour? Again, we've got big goals for the week, but it starts off here just on this Monday morning with people responding to the call to bless and honor these single parent families, these single moms, for this year's Single Mom Saturday. Will you help us? Ryan Stevenson, all yours, WWIB. We thank you for viewing your money as God's money, because it is, right? It's all his, and we're just stewards of it. And so again, Halvo, we're trying to get to this goal of at least $1,000 for Single Mom Saturday, for this surprise that we want to make as big as possible for a vehicle repair fund to be divided evenly among this year's 10 single mothers. Thank you so much, Dave. And Dave just gave a generous gift of $100 in honor of his wife, Joan. Thank you so much, Dave from Chippewa Falls. And that gets us to $400 this hour as we're trying to have a $1,000 hour or greater. And we have about 11 minutes left, 11 minutes left.
I think we both like this approach. So here we go. Thank you so much, Dave. We greatly appreciate that. Also, we have 600 left. Maybe one person could do 600, or maybe two could do 300 apiece.
Yeah. Again, maybe it's a lot of math. 12 people doing 50.
There we go.
But whatever it might be. And maybe you say, hey, you guys have been talking about $1,000. Maybe there's somebody out there who says, well, I could just do an entire $1,000 myself. That's great and needed. We will need large gifts like that. But also, again, it has been so beautiful when I've seen in years past where people say, hey, I can give $5 or $10 and that's all I can afford to give. But I don't want this opportunity to give to pass me by. I want that joy of giving unselfishly and giving generously and giving to people who probably will never know my name and probably will never be able to thank or repay me. But wow, is there God-honoring generosity shown there, and joy. Truly, there is joy in giving that way. It's God's promise, not mine. It's not some radio guy telling you, oh yeah, you know, there'll be joy here. It's God's promise. God's promise, and we see in scripture that he loves a cheerful giver, And so we'll just pray for that cheerfulness, for that generosity, for that joy in your life. And as we want to continue to say, whether it's for this cause or for something else, if he prompts you, if he nudges you, as he moves you, would you give? And again, 10 minutes left now, Havel, to get $600 more to try to reach this first goal as we try to climb up the mountain. Again, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page for Single Mom Saturday, the surprise vehicle repair fund. Some orders of business here, but maybe even as we speak, there'll be someone else or two or three someone else's who will give a gift. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Some people are surprised that Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane doesn't just sell vehicles. In fact, they've been buying nice used vehicles for so many years. Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane buys nice used vehicles of any make and any model every day of the week except Sunday. So if you have a vehicle you don't need, give Eau Claire Ford a shot at buying it. When you have a vehicle you just don't drive anymore, give Eau Claire Ford a shot at buying it. And if you want to get out of a high monthly vehicle payment, give Eau Claire Ford a shot at buying that vehicle. At Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane, you'll always get an honest, on-the-spot cash offer with no pressure and no obligation. And you don't have to worry about doing the paperwork because they take care of everything, so it's easy for you. You also don't have to worry about waiting for a check in the mail because they'll put a check right in your hand. Buying a vehicle or selling one, Eau Claire Ford says thank you for thinking of them first. Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane, corner of I-94 and Highway 93 in Eau Claire. Eight and a half minutes. And we just saw a gift come in, Marcy from Bloomer, with $200. So now we have 8.5 minutes for $400 to try to get to that goal. Thank you so much, Marcy. Thank you. Thank you for helping us get toward that first goal on our way up the mountain here for Single Mom Saturday to provide as big a blessing as possible. Our goal is $1,000 before the end of the hour. We are $400 away. $400 away. When will the next gift come in? Maybe that's you. Maybe you're saying, hey, I don't know if I should. Maybe someone else will do it. Well, so far, James and Jessa and David and Marcy have all said, I'm not going to wait for someone else. If God prompts me to do it, I'm going to respond to that call. Maybe that's you. Well, Havel, our goal in the 7 o'clock hour was to see the first $1,000 raised, $1,000 in an hour for the Single Mom Saturday surprise, that vehicle repair fund to be divided evenly among this year's 10 moms. Again, this event happens a couple weeks before Mother's Day. We try and pack as much fun for these moms and their children into a Saturday morning as we can, and then we want to send them away with a surprise that they don't know about. And that's a vehicle repair fund divided evenly among 10 of them. So again, trying to create as big a fund as possible when it's divided 10 ways, knowing how much vehicle repairs cost. And so we were trying to get to $1,000. And I have to say, this is my first wow, God moment, because it seemed like, well, it's been kind of crickets for a while after we started off really well. And we were $400 short with just a few minutes remaining. And then Eau Claire Business Interiors, in honor of Joan Robards, gave $400.
Yeah, wow.
To get to the goal. Thank you so much to Eau Claire Business Interiors. And then, because God so many times does above what we ask, imagine, or think, Caroline from Rice Lake gave $20 to take us above that $1,000 goal. And then Casey from Eau Claire gave $100, and she said, my mom and myself have both been single moms and know how hard it can be. I hope this helps. It does so, so much. Thank you, Casey, as we reached and even went beyond that goal. And now, again, this continues.
Yeah.
This continues as we say, what's next? Can we do more together to make this blessing bigger and bigger?
It was looking kind of doubtful at 10 to 8 when we still needed $600. But yes, the Lord got us there. We got there and beyond. And so how about another 1,000 by 9?
Can we do $1,000 in about 52 minutes? Maybe that's one person giving 1,000. Maybe that's two people giving 500, 10 giving 100, 20 giving 50. But again, we continue. We continue to move onward to say, how big a fund can we create? Not to say, wow, look at us. We created a big fund. No, no, no. It's to say, we want this blessing to be as big as possible. We know God is going to do something through this event as we try to become less so that he can become greater through it. We want his name to be lifted up and magnified. We want these moms to know they are loved because he first loved us. And we're just echoing. We're just reflecting his great love. We're channeling his grace and his love to them. So would you help us? And again, the goal, all right, it's out there. Another $1,000 by 9 o'clock. Is it possible? all things are possible with God.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. It is day three of our week-long fundraising for our single mom. Saturday, the event, end of the month, but only through Friday at midnight are we receiving your funds. I guess it could spill over into the early hours of Saturday, but the bottom line is that we've had some wonderful, generous sponsors who together have committed over $6,000 towards this. So our initial challenge, I guess, is trying to match that. But incrementally, by 9 o'clock, we're saying, hey, could we, again, reach $1,000 as we did in the 7 o'clock hour?
Now, we haven't had any gifts given yet this hour, 25 minutes in. So, again, that makes the hill a little steeper to climb here. But, again, maybe that's one person saying, you know what, this is a worthy cause and it's worth $1,000. Maybe there's somebody out there. Maybe there's two that could give $500. But maybe it's 10 people giving $100 or 20 people giving $50 and saying, I'm not going to let this opportunity to serve others pass me by.
I would love to hear Rachel again. I have heard her testimony several times. It's just so beautiful, so thorough, so complete. I appreciated these words from Jessa. I've known Jessa for many years, since she was a child, actually. And she says, having been a single mom myself, this is an awesome fund to give to. The smallest gift can help tremendously, which you were saying right out of the gate this morning. Financially and emotionally, Jessa says, it can be a huge help. She says, thank you for doing this. I will share it also. She's a realtor, and so she gave $100 towards this cause, so thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, and for understanding and helping hopefully others understand, too, that what we're trying to do is surround this year's single mothers and their families with love and compassion. What I've heard again and again and again is it's such a lonely, lonely road as a single parent.
And it's for years, James Dobson for years on our airwaves said it's the toughest job in the world. And as I reflect many years later, I'm like, yeah, still true.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, again, I know we've got to get you to a weather update here, but saying trying to get to $1,000 more given for this fund, knowing that we can't make it too big. We can't make this fund too big. It's going to be a blessing. It's such a needed blessing. But maybe there'd be, even during this last song before weather, at least the first person who would be able to step up and make a gift, WWIB.com right at the top of the page, WWIB.com for Single Mom Saturday. It's a big red bar. Can't miss it. It'll only take you 60, maybe 90 seconds of your day. Would you do that to show support and love to these single mothers? And Havel, we'll hear from one of the moms from our first ever Single Mom Saturday, Andrea, in just a few moments here. But again, we talk about it's cold outside, but hoping hearts will be warm to help us for this year's Single Mom Saturday surprise, this vehicle repair fund that we're trying to build.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a really good hour an hour ago where we set a goal of 1,000, and it came in the late stages. But thank you so much to David and Eau Claire with multiple gifts and collectively 500. And so that was greatly appreciated and it helped us get there. But overall, we look at this and we say 6,000, trying to match that as soon as we can, because if we can, in past years, we've matched it, doubled it, and above and beyond. But, you know, past results don't guarantee future success. And so we just don't know. This is a new year and a new week, right?
Yeah. And again, we could fill the air with doubts about, well, look at the economy and the stock market and all these different things. But what we want to instead fill the air with is hope and joy and love and trust that God will provide, that he will provide. And again, we know he's a God who cares for widows and orphans. And I think, again, single parents really fit into that category when you think about what we're called to do as the church of God, to be out there living a life that glorifies him, to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. I think there's opportunities abounding to do that. And this is one way that we hope we can. WWIB.com right at the top of the page. Again, we want to hear from as many of the moms from former years who honored us by sharing testimonials of how they were blessed by this event. We want to share as many of those as we can throughout the week. This goes back to the first year in 2022, and this is Andrea.
Hi, my name is Andrea, and I was part of the single mom event last year. It was really hard for me to make this call because I get very emotional. My kids and I really enjoyed that day. My kids could not believe how much they got to do and all of the treats that they got.
it was pretty surreal, to be honest. The day went by in a blur because of how much we were able to do, and I didn't have to say no at all, which was pretty unusual. The vehicle repair funds at Bloomer Tire means more than I can say. When my brakes were bad, I was able to get them replaced without having to worry about how to pay for it. Having one less thing to worry about is a blessing every day. It really means a lot to me. I don't know who donated, but I think about those people. And I just hope that they know how much it means to me and my kids. During times when I'm really stressed out and overwhelmed, which can be pretty often, I remember that day and all of the generosity of the people who made that day happen and who donated, people I don't even know. It reminds me that there are people who care and that God is listening and providing. And I'm just very thankful. Thank you.
That's it, Halvo.
No, it's just sacred.
That's the goal.
Every word is just so incredible.
And Andrea talking about that day, she said, I didn't have to tell my kids no. You know, all the different fun things that we try to prepare for this day too, to be, again, a single parent and a single mother and so many times, because it's just a single income, right? And you have to say no, but to not have to say no, what a blessing that was to her mama's heart, to not have to say no. And when she talked about the worry and the stress that can so often overwhelm her, but say, hey, it's one less thing I have to worry about because of this vehicle repair fund that you all created. And so, again, this is God's generosity working through you. We're not appealing to your generosity. We're appealing to you to let God's generosity be shown through you and asking you to help.
Sue Stewart just handed me a letter that we received, and it had come in, and it's from Minneapolis, and a $120 gift from Kathleen.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. And that, we'll count that as our first gift this hour, as again, we haven't received any yet online at WWIB.com, but absolutely, that'll get us started, and that'll be the provision to start off this hour as we try to see $1,000 raised again. And you might say, well, why do you guys keep asking? Keep asking. It's like, you met your last goal. We're going to keep asking. I'm going to be greedy for good this week. I'm going to keep on asking, keep on trying to prompt and to nudge to say, there's joy here. There's joy in giving to people who don't know you, who won't know you, who can't repay you, who can't thank you, but there is joy here. And I pray that you would experience that. I pray that you would experience that, to come alongside these moms, to wrap them in the arms of love, and to say, you're cared about, you're welcomed, and you're loved. Only got 20 minutes left this hour. Long way to go. WWIB.com. Matthew West, Becoming Me, here on WWIB. And Halvo, I was just thinking again as we put this call out for all of you to love on this year's 10 Single Moms or Single Mom Saturday. I was thinking about the powerful shaping influence that a mother has. And when that mother's life is being shaped by the love of God, being shown through strangers, in this instance, those of you who help, think about how that is then transferred to the way that she is shaping the lives under her care. When she is being influenced by the incredible love of Jesus Christ through all of you, again, what we've been talking about at times this morning, that positive domino effect that it can have. And so just thinking of that song from Matthew West, Becoming Me, what a powerful, powerful thing it is to be a parent and a blessing. And but it doesn't mean that we're free from our own struggles. And so just another way of coming alongside these moms and showing them love and care and appreciation, and showing them that they're welcomed and they're accepted and they're loved. I know it translates. I know it translates to the love and care they show their children as well, too. And so we hope that we can just He channels a blessing this week.
You know, we crack the microphone and we just don't know. We speak the words by faith and hope and pray that you'll hear and that you'll be moved to action to help us reach these incremental goals and to try to match the 6,100 from our sponsors to double, triple, what have you. This hour was another $1,000 goal. And again, we got the letter we mentioned from a listener from Minneapolis, who Sue Stewart tells me we do hear from time to time. And she just was moved and had sent this. And she was, the Single Mom Saturday was on her mind. She said she wanted to give it towards that. And that's what she wrote in the memo. And so we appreciate what she shared there. And she says, when I was getting ready to send this year, this your way, I saw this card. It's a Christmas card. And she says, and to me, the card's cheeriness and bright colors and thoughtful message spoke of you, your outreach to others to give hope, brighten their day, and send encouragement their way. Thank you. And she talks about in the last of the last days, we for sure, for certain, need the Lord's encouragement and his blessing each day. So
thank you so much for that, for $120 given. Huh. And again, we're counting that toward that $1,000 goal this hour with only 13 minutes left. To try to reach that. No gifts have come in online yet this hour, but we had an anonymous gift walked in.
Yes, an anonymous gift. It's $50 in cash, and then it says plus another $300 for a total of $350. So $350 and $120, even I can do that. $470 leaves us $530 short of $1,000.
$530. So again, we are almost to the halfway point. Almost to the halfway point. We have 13 minutes left here this hour to try to see another $1,000 raised. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, WWIB.com, if you're willing to help us. I was going to take a break here, but I think I want to play this song first instead. This is Hawk Nelson, and it's called Faithful, because he is faithful, and he can be trusted. WWIB, if you're willing to help us, it's right at the top of the page. That's Hawk Nelson, Faithful, here on WWIB. I actually remember that album. I gave my wife that album. I mentioned before we were married, my wife was a single mother. And she loved that song. I continue to love that song too. Reminders of the faithful promise of God that he can always, always be trusted. Continue to ask you, again, we ask you for a lot of different things, right? And we're also asking you to help us show kindness in our Wisconsin communities. Through your generosity and filling up the kindness jar, we get blessed to go out and carry out random acts of kindness each month. This month, our plan is to hand out care packages to college students to bless them and help with some of that end-of-the-year stress. And in May, we want to say thank you to school bus drivers throughout the area by surprising them with sweets. Thank you so much to our Kindness Jar sponsors this month, Stokes Prock and Munt Funeral Chapel, Hawaii Poke Bowl of Eau Claire, and Ali Rudd Financial Services. If you'd like to help keep the good going, you can add your gift to the Kindness Jar anytime at WWIB.com/kindness. And I have to say, again, I love the Kindness Jar. I love Single Mom Saturday, all these different things that we do. And I hesitate a little bit because it's like, but we're fundraising for Single Mom Saturday. If I mention the Kindness Jar, and then you know what? It's just one of those things where sometimes the Lord kind of slaps me upside the face. It's like he told Moses, is my arm too short? Meaning, he can fulfill every need. And so maybe there's going to be people who support the Kindness Jar. There's going to be people who support WIB Incorporated, people who support Single Mom Saturday, maybe some people doing all of the above, supporting other nonprofits and causes in our area that so desperately need your help. He is big enough. He is good enough, and he can be trusted. And Halva, we've been trying to get to $1,000 with just a few minutes left, so I'll update you on what I know so far. Jim from Rice Lake called in to pledge a $200 gift. That gets us from